Today on our show, we have an apology to make. We have our good friends on, Sam and Machu from the Movie Reviews and 20 Qs podcast, to talk about the top 10 most arousing scenes in film. But unfortunately, at our end, there was a few technical difficulties, and somehow the recording device defaulted away from our mics to the computer itself. So we sound like ass, which is maybe appropriate for the topic at hand, but not appropriate for a podcast that's been around for as long as we have. We debated not releasing the episode, but honestly, this is a really fun and out there discussion, which has some personal revelations, which I think you, the regular listeners, would love to hear, as well as from our good friends from the New Zealand side of the equation who sound brilliant. So we don't want to deprive you of the episode that we've recorded, and hopefully the content will see you over the line. Thanks so much for giving us the benefit of the doubt on this one occasion, and let's get into it.
That sure was sexy. Welcome to episode 376 of the Countdown Podcast, folks. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to Podcast with Countdown Movies and sometimes television in audible awesome, so you don't have to. And today is a return to a topic we kind of redid or did the first time. 265 episodes ago. So
dear
more
God.
Than 5 years
ago. I forgot all about that episode.
With Justin Winners from the Sorry I Married a Movie Geek podcast. We thought,
but
let's do it again
Justin,
and yeah. get a New Zealander take
That's
on
right.
sexy. Let's get a Kiwi version of what passes for hot, hot, hot on the other side of the ditch, as they say.
Oh, he's doing it then.
Of
okay.
the world. Welcome, Sam Machu from Movie Views in 20 Qs. How are you, gentlemen?
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, listeners. You're about to hear 10 films featuring sheep. I hope you guys... Here they come.
I
Here
like the self-burn. You know what's
we're,
up.
We're both wearing Velcro grubs. We've been warming them up all day. And Paul, you say it's top 10 arousing scenes. We've been going back and forth on this. We've been going back and forth. It's top 10 scenes to bash yourself stupid to.
Yeah,
it's top 10 scenes to beat your dick like it owes you $50. Come on, Paul, you know this. You know, I know you wanted the, like, legit, not going to get kicked
Ruined.
Off Apple fucking name for the podcast. Fuck that, Paul. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace each other. No, wait.
That's
no,
what's
no,
happening.
No,
on the title card, I'm going to change it to top 10 choke you chicken films.
Right? Exactly. I've had to change the sheets about 3 times a day for the last 2 weeks. It's been disgusting. I've brought back that inner teenager of me.
I know, I enjoy
it. I've had about 18 showers just today.
That's what kind of show you're going to get today, folks.
Chafing.
Yeah, it's going to be nasty. So if there's any kids in the room or whatever,
yeah,
just
not,
explain to
episode.
Them that this is what we do.
Yeah, I'm not sure why this would be the episode you clicked on for the first time. You've never listened to this podcast before. But if you are, welcome. It's great to have you here. I'm very sorry for what's happened.
We've got the horn bags. It's all
over
good.
The next hour or so. All right. Well, look, I know we can do this at the end. We can do it at the start. Let's do it right now. For those who haven't, who are uninitiated among the Countdown listenership, and shame on you if that's the case, tell us about Movie Reviews in 20 Qs and what it's all about.
Nah.
Nice. These are the jokes you get on that show. Beautiful. Unfortunately, the shitty soundboard is the joke you get on this show.
Exactly. Movie Reviews and 20 Qs is a podcast. We take a movie, we ask 20 questions about it, we try to go as weird or as funny as possible rather than, like, you know, what kind of emotions was the director using by his filter on this lens and blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that. We go for, like, you know, what was the what line out of this movie would be the worst thing to hear after sex, or how would you put Nicolas Cage into this film? And these two gentlemen, they've been on twice. They've done Basic Instinct. They've done Total Recall. Been an absolute blast if you want to check out those episodes. Good fun.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Two great films.
Hell yeah.
Some of which may get mentioned today. Can't guarantee.
Possibly.
So it's a small podcast. We've got a great show, Movie Reviews and 20 Qs. It's very, very different, and everyone loves it. National media coverage in New Zealand. So 7 to 8 people listen. It's incredible.
Yeah. Everyone in New Zealand that has the internet listens to our podcast.
All right, Minister. Ado, let's get into the show proper. We kick off every episode with a segment that's called The Recount.
Who wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Okay, what happened online this week, Paul?
Well, we're just going to go back to last week's show, episode 375. Who had the superior list of final shots in film?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with this week's...
final shots on chest?
Yeah.
Sure.
And you won, Wayne, just 53% to 47%, which equates to 31 votes to 28 this week. Well done, sir.
Oh, I won. Okay, well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, so a cousin said, hey, shock horror. Wayne, just so the score isn't so sad. It was still sad, Mike, but thank you for that. Lee Allen Thomas said, fellas, I'm pretty sure the final shot of Fight Club is actually a single frame of a phallus. With that in mind, I'm voting Wayne. I'm not sure what he means by the last part, but okay.
No, which is good. Go ahead, please.
Mina Harker said, Wayne for the superior Indiana Jones shot.
Yeah, right.
Good on you. Great.
Nice, nice.
Matt Evans said, Wayne gave us the epic drum roll, then took us back to the future to ponder one of life's greatest mysteries. What's in all those other crates?
Yeah. What is in... There's like millions of them. It's like... Yeah, anyway. Please, go on. So yes, raise the last one.
Is what got you over
yes,
line.
Nice one.
Well done. Joel Zabara said, had to give it ball for The Shining, Inception, and Last Crusade. All would be my top five final shots. Wayne nearly happy with Back to the Future, though. So there you go. Back to the Future won you that day.
Way to go.
Very nice. That's it. No more messing around. Let's just get straight to the final climax. Let's get straight to what matters most. Let's get straight to us all coming together to celebrate this topic. The top 10 most arousing scenes. On the other side of this, music cue.
Top 10 arousing scenes in film. Splat.
Subject of this week.
Splash. Splashes.
With that great and perfect synopsis, I don't think we need to describe it any better than that. To hand over to our guest today to lead us away from New Zealand. Movie Reviews and 20Qs, what is your 10th most arousing scene that you've agreed upon together after copious amounts of research in the same room?
And a lot of Kleenex.
Like, I feel like before we get into that, we kind of have to establish the fact that this was an incredibly fucking hard list.
Yes.
Hard.
Yeah.
Put together as two, you know, like Paul described us last week as, four heterosexual men, which, I mean, I don't think much is technically heterosexual or a man, but like, here we are. So it was an incredibly hard list to put together, but I feel like we've done well. I feel like I've discovered that I really love lesbians.
We did have to cut 10 of Sam's lesbian themes out of the 100 lesbian themes that he's picked. So
it was a lot.
I mean,
it was a hell of a lot.
Sam.
It was enjoyable watching them all, though. But
sitting in a room watching a lesbian scene with one of your best mates. It's kind of weird. But Machu's going to lead us off. What have we got at number 10, Machu?
Well, I thought this one would go deep. Deep into the ocean. And I've heard, this might be something similar to what you guys were thinking, Wayne, since you're a bit of an artist.
Sure.
How often have you asked a virgin to take their clothes off so you can draw them?
The last virgin I asked that to was myself. So not so much. Not a lot.
Did you paint yourself like a French girl, Wayne?
That's right. I didn't want to be remembered. They remember the first one. So
we don't know what James Cameron was thinking, you know, having car sex on a boat.
Yes.
But we went with the very famous Titanic scene, hot and steamy in the car. Yeah. Kate Winslet, you know, making sure we can all tell what's going on.
Print down the back, you know, that's good stuff.
On the glass. Steamy glass.
Now let me
tell you. Giant necklace on her chest.
Can we talk for a moment about porking in a car? Now, I know it gets cold over in New Zealand sometimes, and if you have you ever been in a car tapping ass, and it was a relatively public area, so you had to make sure that the windows got steamy so no one could see in. Has that ever happened to you?
They only get steamy over here. They get steamy when Sam eats KFC on the way home.
That's true. They get very steamy. The other thing, too, is I think most people would look into a car and see me in the back and be like, no, fuck that. They wouldn't hang around watching, man. They'd be fucking out of there.
Depends on the plussy, mate. She might be forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might
see that. Yeah. I suppose a 10 and a 2 averaged out at a 6, so it is kind of doable, you know?
I don't know why you would paint a girl on while she's naked on a bed and then try and find a car to have sex with her in a boat. That sounds like a pretty difficult.
Yeah, you're right. He's already got a bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did they go in the car?
It's a bit awkward. But hey, that's where everyone uses their V cards in the back of a car.
That is a rite of passage in New Zealand. Do you lose your virginity in a car? That is correct.
Did she actually give her V chip away?
No, surely she'd always.
She'd already done it with Billy Zane, surely.
No, they're only like freshly together, and she would have been prim and proper back in those days, saving it for marriage because they weren't married yet.
Well, she was pretty No, let's not say that.
She wasn't afraid to take off her clothes.
She didn't seem very apprehensive, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So
very comfortable in her own skin.
That's right. She's in a gear. She's fucking gear stick up her ass. Everything. So yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Good try. Good try is what I said.
All right. So Titanic gets on the board at number 10. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, Wayne, I believe our number 10 is your choice.
That's right. Everyone, I like a film that no one else likes, and it is Watchmen.
No one else likes it.
A lot of people say it's crap. So, and in it, it involves...
The majority.
Exactly. See? So, but in it is a scene between the lead Night Owl and the female lead, Silk Spectre 2, where what happens is they try and get it on in this apartment. By the way, they're superheroes, so they have costumes and shit, but they try and get it on the apartment. He can't get it up. It's very embarrassing. This is what happens. Then they go bust someone's ass and they do some action shit. Then in his like airship, which is in the sky that looks like a big owl, they finally get it on because they've got their costumes on, and there's a lot of titty and also like flame ejaculation towards the end of this scene. But I remember actually seeing it with a girl, and she said that's one of the hottest scenes I've ever seen, because the Alleluia was playing over it, and Paul, actually, that made his dick soft. But for me, whole other way. So.
I don't think any man in the world gets hard at Lenny Coleman.
I mean, not at him.
Well, maybe at him, but not at his songs.
Okay, let me ask
I love how Wayne knew. It's like he had first-hand information that Paul's dick went soft.
Not my first rodeo. But also...
There's a lot of sex scenes in that film. There's a fair bit of BBC, Big Blue.
Let's not get into it. Let's leave it at that. Let's move on.
This is an equal opportunity nudist podcast. So we're talking about female bits. We're talking about male bits too. It's all kinds of bits, man. All of it.
It's true. It's true.
I'm about to talk about Dick very soon, so keep going. Yes, so that was my number 10.
And
our number 10.
You can't get the podcast.
Exactly. You guys are on for your number 9.
We are. And listeners, if you think we are pandering to our other demographic, you're right. Because here comes some extreme hobbying. We're going with Ghost. We're going with Demi Moore. And what's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Just Demi Moore making a fucking phallic symbol is just boom. Okay, I'm gone. Who's he? He is a ghost to me.
What a choice. Great choice, gentlemen.
I just didn't realize they were making a phallic symbol.
When you're pandering to the non-existent female listening
to these guys are sensitive. They like the buttery scene. They don't like fucking veins and shit.
We're gonna get one vote for that from Stacey, Sam's partner.
Don't worry, it's gonna get really weird really fucking quickly, listeners. When we're done, we're out. We've finished our pandering.
You know what? The whole time I've known that scene, and I didn't realize that the pottery thing was like a cock that she was doing. I don't think, was it? Because then the cock eventually fell over.
You know yeah. Then something came out of it.
He was alive at that stage. And then it became a volcano.
With the clay!
It's like a seedy room in a Thai hotel.
I wouldn't know. So, yes. Ghost. I mean, sure. I mean, I wasn't expecting that one.
Nice romantic one. Well played, gentlemen. Down number 9 is equally as romantic.
Yeah, I think so.
It involves a strip club and Selma Hayek on a dance routine who never gets out of her bra nor panties, but yet somehow mid-90s us was like, hot damn.
Because she was like the most evil woman in the world, you know, whatever her name was.
Demonical pandemonium.
Yeah, she's got a fucking snake around her and all kinds of shit. And then she's like
dancing.
Is that
wasn't phallic at all?
I don't know about this
From
phallic
dusk
business.
Till Dawn is, of course, what we're talking about. Have you guys seen this scene? Do you know the movie we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what made me drink tequila, but I was never able to get a girl to let me drink it from her toes. That was the only problem.
You should mention that. That's probably the line where I would draw. No matter how hot you are, if you're pouring drinks down your leg, I'm probably not sucking on your toes to get there.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
So Tarantino. I fought hard to have this on the list, by the way. It's not on our list. I fought hard to have it on the list.
Yeah,
I was like, Tarantino fucking dies, man. This is fucking hot.
There's a lot of.
I know. I fucking know.
Do you know
this
what
is the
happened?
Shit I've had to put up with?
Top two went to Sam's picks. They were saying.
Well, as the proxy Machu for this side of the pond, I can tell you that the reason Machu, I reckon, didn't let it on is because it's not filthy enough, Paul.
Yeah, there's no tits. She needs to take it off.
Not a nipple to be seen.
There are breasts there. There's, you know. beautiful bra.
Okay, well, what kind of strip club do you keep your clothes on? That's not a strip club. That's just a proper club. It's a regular club.
Exactly. It was just... People, women dress like that normally. Like, yes.
I'm not sure in my dreams. Going, but can I get the address?
No problem. Guys, would you let a woman pour beer down her toe?
It was alcohol. Tequila, I think you're right, Machu. I don't know.
You would let her do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, that's why I wanted it. I'm waiting for that day. Mexico, just for that.
Think about this, Paul. If it's tequila, it's sterilizing everything on the way down.
Yeah. I hope that future Mrs. Machu listens to this episode and just one day surprises him in the best possible way.
Mate, he'll be playing this for her on the first date. And he'll I'll
buy her a pet snake for her birthday and everything.
There it is. I'm with something like a snake.
And I'm pretty confident that like we're on some stage of this podcast here at Tito and Tarantula's After Dark. So
nice work. Yeah. All right. Back to you guys.
Here's where shit gets weird, people.
Yeah, we don't have an arousing scene without a whole bunch of toys. And we were with Team America, the great sex scene, with two dolls having the most insane sex we've ever seen. This is, you know, how many, if you've ever played with dolls as a child, I don't think you've ever played with dolls quite like this.
Dude, now let me ask you this, because this is a fucking, like, well, they're marionettes and they're fucking in various positions, on top, on the hind, on the side.
How is it around?
Yeah,
no shit, fucking shit. Fun with toys.
With, man.
I hope you guys had your textbooks out and was, you know, taking notes, because jeepers.
Not even wooden titties. It's like,
it was, yeah, after all your shit for lack of Salma Hayek breasts. There's no marionette breasts to be seen in this scene.
This is what's called getting wood in New Zealand.
Absolutely. Nothing gets me harder than a woman making me promise I'll never die. I'll tell you what.
Tell me you will never die. I can't tell you that. I won't have sex with you unless you tell me you will never die.
I promise I'll never die.
Who hasn't overpromised in bed and left them?
Yeah, so was that just like normal talks with you guys?
Pretty much.
Very nice. Okay.
No, nothing very nice about it. Disturbing.
I know, but also nice in its way, because that will be interesting to talk about. Okay, our number 8, everyone, is mine. And it is from a film called Original Sin.
Yes!
Now, you like this one? This has got Antonio Banderas and Angelina Jolie, or as Paul likes to say every time he says her name, Joelle. Okay.
Olé.
Now, everyone, what Original Sin, I'll run you through the plot. It's set in, like, olden-ass times, okay? It's the period piece. And Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas, the two leads, let's just skip to the fact that the scene in question is an overhead shot of them on the bed slamming ass. Now, the reason it's so...
Can I pause
memorable...
here?
What?
I'm not sure the whole world is used to Wayne's vernacular. Can you please explain what you mean by slamming ass?
Copulating.
Right.
Right?
I'm not sure what...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. They're not actually, like... backdooring. By the way,
it's not ass.
By the way, did you know I heard an Aussie vernacular for that very term, and it's called
slamming ass.
Yes, well, basically, the specific thing it's side note. Specific thing that it's talking about is when you are copulating with a woman, she's on her back, you might be standing, you're in front of her, whatever, but you pull out too far on one stroke, your penis drops about half an inch, and you go in the wrong hole, right? That is, and it's sorry, and she's getting out of there. Yeah. That, if you say it in the Aussie vernacular, sounds like this. It goes, "I missed the primary target and bombed a church, cunt." That's what it is.
What is it? It's a sacred space.
I always thought it was
that only priests are allowed to go and do or something. Is that what that means?
Oh,
shit.
I always thought it was changing lanes without indicating. I was convinced it was changing lanes without indicating.
Yeah.
That's not bad either, but this one's just offensive. So, sorry. Yes. To get back to the show.
Where were we?
Sorry, yes. In Original Sin, what's happened is a lot of people thought this scene was not actually simulated, because he's actually slamming away, and you can hear this. That's how quick it's going, all right? And it's like, blah, 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 blah. And she's just all over the place. And it looks like he's really doing it because the gear he's in is actually the speed you would do it at. So it's quite well done, but it's also the camera's turning.
No.
And of course,
Tony, he's got the pace exactly right.
My extensive research, I found this many thrusts per minute. Yeah.
That's the exact same that I do it to, and that's exactly the same way it looks.
It will throw your back out, but you will be fine with it. So yes, our original sin is our number 8. What's your number 7, Philip?
Oh, that's amazing, Wayne. On to our number 7. This is a film that, like, growing up, all these films sort of tied in to my ascent into adulthood. So first one was all about a whole bunch of horny teenage boys trying to lose their virginity. And then the second one was, you know, one of them getting married and the same thing happened. And then later on, the reunion, all that sort of stuff. But the very first film, Shannon Elizabeth, the voyeur scene, man. I remember sitting in the movie theater with 4 other dudes and just like, not a single sound of anyone eating, you know, and just looking along the line. It was just,
how good's the build up to this? Like the cheering on, and everyone's like, yes!
And then just him,
nothing is better than this.
And then him walking in there and like, you know, you need a hand. And then he just blows prematurely twice. And I was like, I feel so much better because I would have lasted at least 2 more seconds in this fight. Good on him. Good on him for making me feel fucking normal.
I just don't think she would have been bashing herself to your novel, though. That's the problem. She found some porn. She found some porn magazines in his drawer. I don't know.
What's all these gilfs about, Sam?
Dude, I know a guy. That's one of his tactics. If a girl's in his house and they haven't, you know, been together yet or anything, right? He will
know
leave.
A guy.
Just go stay in the spare room. There's nothing in the drawers.
He leaves porn, not necessarily visible, but in a place where she might go. And then his line is, oh, don't go near there. That's where I keep my porn. Right? And then if she's into it, she'll be like, well, let me see. And then she opens up the chest or whatever and goes, what's this? I don't know. Put it on. Right? And his whole thing is,
I don't know.
Yeah. And then he maintains that, well, she'll say, well, what do I do now? We'll just let's just recreate. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, fine. I'm just saying that's what he told me, all right? That's what he told me. Well,
do they have a problem with the camera in the room as well?
What do I do now?
He maintains this has happened. Look, it could be a lie.
Thinking it out loud now, it sounds like a lie.
So now that I think about it, it does suck. At the time, I didn't call bullshit, but like now I'm like, you know, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you've ever had an experience like this, just write on in. Write into us, okay? Just hit us on Facebook or anything. Go ahead. So, to take your point, gentlemen, how hot was Shannon Elizabeth back then in the 90-somethings?
So gorgeous. So gorgeous.
We had, like, to the, like, otherworldly kind of hot, right? Because it was just, damn. And then the idea that wish fulfillment of her, she's in your room, and she decides to do something.
This is from the first one, right?
Yeah, the first one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not the next one.
We saw this there's this thing in Australia for a little while where it was basically Friday night, 10 p.m. film. We're not going to tell you what's on, but it's something that hasn't come out yet. So they had some weird, you had to roll the dice. All right, we went, and it was American Pie like 2 weeks before it opened. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's cool.
That's the shit. I can't remember that.
But we had it come out 2 years ago in New Zealand. It was amazing.
is there any other films? Is there like an American Pie 2? We're really excited to see Shannon Elizabeth again.
American Pie Bandcamp. That's slated for 2047 release.
Pretty much.
We get the same stuff down here, fellas. Don't even worry about it.
All right. My number 7 then is... 7, is that right? Yeah, 7. Is a film which I think brings up the class, maybe matching your ghost just a little
bit. It's a bit on that.
It's our first, and I believe only, foreign language entry. It's from 2016. It's called The Handmaiden.
Yes.
Now, this is Paul's. I'm unfamiliar with this film, but when he told me about it, I was quite interested.
It's a period drama thriller, which is basically a con film where this dude enlists a ne'er-do-well, so a pickpocket woman, to go into this rich heiress's house and become her handmaiden and push her to marry him as this pretend fake nobleman, basically, in 1930s occupied Korea. And there's an uncle and he's a bastard and all this kind of shit as well. But basically, the two women fall in love.
Right.
And in this scene, which is relatively early on in the film, the heiress is in the bathtub, which is, you know, one of those beautiful, swanky, marble slate bathtubs with bubble all up, covering up all her private parts. And she says, my tooth hurts. And off runs the handmaiden to get some Bongella gel or whatever it is. And so she comes back.
Yep.
Yeah, comes back.
By the way, this stuff tastes like shit.
Nothing more erotic than Bongella.
It's got something in the gums. Let's put some Bongella on it.
I'm selling it. I can tell.
No, keep going.
Sticks her finger in the heiress's mouth and starts rubbing. And like this goes like 90 seconds. Her gum and her sore tooth while they're staring at each other, mouth agape, kind of, you know, fingers in and out, sliding in and out. And the tension is, shall we say, electric.
Okay, now let me ask you though. Is there a new Jack Titty appearing?
I don't believe so. Okay. This is all implied. So it's all absurd. Later on, don't get me wrong, this film will go into the fairly hardcore realm of, you know, these teeth, they'll stick into each other and pull them out and whatever.
Oh, really?
But at this moment in the film, it's all implied. And that makes it that much sexier still. There's just this look and this being, and they don't say a word to each other afterwards. It's just, yep.
So the sexy scene.
The
sexy scene is putting your finger into an infected mouth. It's
medicine. Ah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Honestly, nothing more sexier than when I've got a sore tooth and somebody starts finger fucking my face.
I remember thinking that. I'm like, hang on.
So if you've seen the movie, you know.
No, that's what I mean. What's good about it is, if you see the movie, right? Yeah. Someone's presented a script going, oh, this bitch has got a fucking toothache. And then it's like, that's what happens. Like, that's how you put it. Like, okay,
well then. I've heard that Kim Min-hee and Kim Tari are both pretty hot too.
Okay, we should mention that Paul has yellow fever like a motherfucker. So just be advised.
Who doesn't?
Whatever doesn't get me in trouble with the wife. Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm going to tell this episode
alive. I'm helping you out. She's like, yeah, you're damn right. Yeah. So, all right. right, cool. So, what's our number six? Number six.
No, it's over to the...
Oh, we'll do that. Sorry, please go ahead.
Number six, we've got sex, drugs, and public exhibition. So there's a film a few years ago with a hitman who gets poisoned with Jason Statham.
This is why Macho doesn't know the plot on our podcast.
I was the one that brought this one up because I just remember the scene.
Well, I'm sure you
he gets poisoned. He has to keep his heart above 100 beats a minute or something like that. And he goes around doing a bunch of drugs, fighting a bunch of people. And at one point, having a crazy-ass public sex scene in front of a group of Paul's favourite...
Asian people, yes.
Yeah. And it's just classic. And it looks, you know, they get into it, looks quite hot, and immediately he can't get it up. So he's trying his best. The crowd's all around him. He's got about 1,000 pairs of eyes on him. So he pushes her up against a post office box in front of a bus and starts slapping her, and then finally gets it up and gets it in, and the whole crowd chants, "Hooray!" It's awesome.
I'm just going to say, as a bald man who can't get it up in front of a large crowd, like I kind of enjoy the fact that this is one for me, you know.
I'm not sure where the bald comes in there, Sam, to be honest.
Hey, now's the time to drop your guys' sponsor, by the way.
Why not? Perfect opportunity. Thank you, Sam, for the throw.
Yes, we didn't even talk about.
So, yeah, that would have been awkwardly edited in later on. But no, hey, while we're here,
I can do this live.
Balls.
So, Machu.
I'm doing it now.
No, but look, I got an in.
Top quality podcast.
It's got an in. That's what they all say.
Well, if he's about to power slam Amy Smart in the middle of Chinatown, would he have time to, I don't know, make sure that his balls were trimmed so that it'd be aerodynamic?
And wouldn't it be smart if his balls were trimmed?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know,
is it a bit like the carpet matches the drapes or something? You know, his ball on top, ball down bottom?
Good call.
What we're trying to say here is we have partnered with Manscaped because we wish to bring you balls.
Smooth all round.
Smooth, round balls, everyone. It's what everyone dreams of, or it might just be me. But if you want those smooth balls, the best way to get them is to go to manscaped.com and order the what, Paul?
The Performance Package.
Yep.
Or the Lawnmower 4.0 if you just want to be just trim and svelte. The Performance Package gives you nose and ear hair clippers. It gives you boxer shorts. It gives you ball spritzer, ball deodorant, and all manner of cool shit.
And of course the unit itself, which you can use in the shower.
Yep.
With anti-nick technology. And it looks very cool. Blade. And it's kind of heavy. Heavier than you would think. In a good way. Gives you control. You know charging, what I'm saying?
Quick question.
Wireless charging.
What's the technique? Is it like holding it out like a bird bath? Or do you squeeze it like a ball in a sock?
You've got to go on the right angle.
Don't go against the grain.
Ball in a sock,
okay?
Or bird bath?
Yeah, grab the head of your dick and pull it out, right? That will make your balls hang, right? Then go under with the comb against the grain, up your ball sack and around. And that gives you what I like to call a suede head kind of haircut.
I wasn't sure because I thought you might just grab both bottoms of the ball sack and hold it out wide. And
well,
that's like a bird bath.
Yeah, no, like a bird bath. I see what you mean. Yeah, no, I would go gentle. But hey.
Before we lose our sponsorship, let's wrap this up.
At checkout, put in the code CDPC20 to get 20% off.
And free delivery.
And free delivery, son. Don't even worry about it. So that's your balls. And this
performance package, the Lawnmower 4.0, or indeed the new jockey shorts is the other thing you can purchase as well. Thank you to the Manscaped for teaming with us. Let's move. Is that the end of your description? Excellent.
Yes. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you for having us.
That's why the last time we have sponsorship for all listeners. So.
Everyone, our number six is a film called The Dreamers. You guys familiar with this one? It
yes.
is almost all... You are? It's just like
I am.
Evergreen.
I am.
Evergreen.
Much is an uncultured youth.
It is almost all nudity and power slamming and porking.
What?
There are some icky aspects of it. It's about this brother and sister who are living in Paris. They were born conjoined, but they were separated, but now they sleep naked together. It's a little
Wine's
weird.
Wine's choice, everyone.
You know, let me tell you though. Right? This ain't about brothers and sisters, you know, slamming. It's about... this third guy who comes in, who's a Californian student, it's all set in Paris. And long story short, they all start getting it on, okay? But the whole movie has got not only Furburger, but also Meat Flute, and also Ass, and also Rack of Lamb. Everything. The whole thing is out there, son. Don't even worry about it. The film itself...
Evergreen.
Evergreen, right? But the bit that piques my interest is the scene where...
But wait, there's more.
There's something even more depraved.
Well,
I want
to
hear this.
Well, we're going to get down to the actual scene, right? And the scene is that there's a girl lying... it's Evergreen.
That was all set up, ladies and gentlemen.
Evergreen is lying naked. It's the morning after having done some stuff. And the dude who's like the American college student, he was on Dawson's Creek, his name is Michael Pitt. His head is near her junk, okay? And they're just having a conversation, and he talks. And as he talks, he moves further and further to her situation. So much so that it looks like he's talking into it, all right? And there's no echo. So it's like, if we have, like, imagine a normal scene going on and him just talking into a burger, okay? That's the actual scene that I quite like. I'll tell you why, because it's intimate. It's intimate.
It's the scene that gets you going.
It's going so well.
Can we go back to my cutlass, Sam? We're like conjoined twins, incest, and what else do we have?
Yeah. I've got no idea.
I think it was everything that you just cut off my list. It's all separate films. They were separate films. This is all in one.
He's talking into a burger. He puts his ear to the burger. He can hear the ocean.
Oh, the amount of films we had to cut.
Oh, God. Yes, you're right. So you see, it's a little turnabout, you know? Like, we'll come back with some weird shit on you, so that's it. But to be fair, the scene in question is not brothers and sisters. The scene in question is people who were not related. So, you know, let that happen. So, but anyway, I hope everyone enjoys
a
talking.
A smarter man would have just said, so there's this film, and Evergreen is with her lover, and he's sitting, laying with his head on her belly, and moves closer to her private parts, and he's talking, and it's very intimate, and I really enjoyed that, and it really spoke to me because that's what I like to do with women that I'm with.
Paul,
I like Wayne's version actually. Like, we just edit that last part.
No. Paul's doing the part that's going to be in the podcast. It's going to be Wayne. And
no way.
He's just going to censor out Wayne, and then he was like, a smarter man would have said.
I don't know. It sounds like a boring ass show to me.
Is that actually Dawson's Creek? What are we talking about here?
Slam that ass,
yeah.
Wayne.
And also, now it's Dawson's Crack. Okay. We got
Dawson's Burger.
Okay, great. So, thank you, everyone. What's your number five, guys?
Here we are. Here we are. Here's a very late edition. And it was funny because the first time I came on this podcast, I remember being brought on to do the top 10 performances of villains and superhero films. And you guys made me say nice things about an Australian. And you're going to make me say nice things about an Australian again, you fucking assholes. I'm talking about Margot Robbie and The Wolf of Wall Street denying Leonardo DiCaprio entry into her.
Good choice.
That's a good call, bro.
It's so played so well. And it's just like the whole time, it's just this like a level of eroticism that just got your blood pounding. And then just to top it off with a bit of funniness at the end where he's like, you know, you're on camera and like cleaners or security or whoever's watching this. You know that, right? But like Margot Robbie, man, fuck, she's hot. She is gorgeous. And the scene is just played to perfection.
This is where he's crawling towards her and she's got her, like the heels on and she's kind of kicking him away, but not quite, right?
Absolutely. It is absolutely that scene. And you can just see him just like I want to be there, but I can't. And you're like, yeah, me and you too, bro. You're my lens into this film right now. You are the man.
There's no hands. It's just feet and face, just like Dusk Till Dawn. We got it in there. We think we got a better one. That's all. Don't eat shit, tequila. And a snake around her neck.
This was his wife in the scene, right? That's actually his wife already.
No.
I feel like they'd been married at that point, and then she'd found out about him cheating and being a dickhead and all that sort of stuff, and then she was basically saying, unless you change your act, you can't touch this ever again. And it was just like, oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to go crash a Lamborghini. So,
yeah, fair. See Jonah Hill's dick.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, our number five is Disclosure.
Ooh, yeah. Another Wayne choice.
An old film. Now, do you know this film, or are you too young?
We know it. Oh, boy, do we know it.
Cool. We try to pick it.
It's about Demi Moore.
I watched 100 things today, Wayne. They know
it. Of course, yeah, you're right. Well, if anyone's unfamiliar, this is a Michael Douglas film, and it's with Demi Moore, and basically he's some sort of head of a department in some tech company. She swans in as an executive, becomes his boss, but of course he had already pounded her years before, so now it's a power play kind of thing, okay? And she says, okay, well, why don't you come to my office tonight at like 7 p.m., and we can go over specs or some other shit. He comes over there, she's like, okay, forget that shit, rub my shoulders, bitch, rub them shoulders, bitch. And he's like, okay. So then he does, right? They're talking for a bit. It's getting a little heated, then she gets on the phone, he gets on his phone.
I'm sorry, I don't care who you are. If you're in the office and you're rubbing their shoulders, like, that's already crossed the line. So it's clear what she's doing here. Is he, like, playing like he doesn't know what's going on?
Well, what I think is happening here is that because he had a relationship with her in the past, she's like, rub my shoulders, we can be that, you know, thing. Because anytime a girl asks you to rub her shoulders, you know your dick is going to tap on the back of her neck. Yeah. So, like...
I don't know that. I've been doing it wrong. You're just rubbing their shoulders. Motherfuckers.
Incidentally. Like, it's not scheduled.
Oh, now I have to do that as well. Fuck. I'm going to be ready for you next time, girls.
This is why Munch is only sleeping with 2.5 women.
Yeah. This is where it all went wrong, Munch. Had you known this earlier on, life would be very different.
Well, what I say is, the scene after that is, of course, where he's on the phone. She comes up behind him and it's like, let's get down to business. Puts the phone down, okay? Titties popped out, losing buttons, pants going down, over the fucking pants action, butt grabbing, ass grabbing. He rips the panties off. Women don't like it when I say panties. It's like...
So stop saying
it. And it was the whole hot boss, which was previously he's like, oh, better keep her happy. And then she's like, she's smoking pole now. She's like giving him the, well, you have the power kind of thing, right? Then it goes back and forth, back and forth. But the whole scene is hot as shit, man. I'm telling you. This is that Demi Moore striptease era where she had a lot of stuff done. It was great. So, yeah.
Is it when she had a lot of stuff done or after she had a lot of stuff done?
I think it was definitely.
Going the way around. Did she have a lot of stuff done afterwards?
I want to say...
If you look at her now, it's like, ooh. Look at all gone too far.
Correct.
Yeah, no, what's the thing? It's hard to keep it.
Look, I understand. It'd be really hard to be, you know, this
a movie star and
30
then,
years
yeah,
ago
exactly.
And then be like, oh, I need to try and maintain my look. So I get it's a rough call.
It's one of those scenes, and this will sound controversial. It's a no means yes scene, isn't it? Like he's just going no, and he's tearing off her panties, and he's throwing her on that ladder.
He's
like no, but he's into it.
Isn't that the whole film?
He's saying no like 14 times, and she did that. Yeah, but this is a time where that could possibly not happen. Like, and that's the thing. It's like no means no. Sometimes it doesn't. Listen up.
No okay, means no. Later. No. But
means no. Right?
If even March you can recognize this, Wayne, I think you need to get on board.
But if you get the no, stop. You are so mean. No.
Stop
that's
it.
That's not
stop
a fucking
it.
No. So you know what I'm saying? No does mean no, but that other no doesn't mean no. So anyway.
The views of whatever it is do not reflect the podcast. No one being podcast.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
No means no. I do know it. Fuck you all. All right. So
we're just saying about guys' nose, but girls' nose always mean no.
I know.
Guys' nose, you know, sometimes they mean
what
yes.
What
men
say doesn't matter to anyone. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, says no. Whatever.
No one gives a fuck. It's an Eva. Okay. That was our number five. Boys, what's your number four?
Number four, you know, we couldn't have a list like this without going to the strippers, and showgirls was the choice.
Showgirls,
you know, I don't know about having sex with in a spa pool with a girl, but one that looks like she's having an electric shock, that'd be pretty interesting, I reckon. Elizabeth Berkley, is just thrashing around like something that I've never seen. And I was saying to Sam, has this ever happened to you? Like, what is she doing? That looks pretty cool.
Tried to do to have sex in a pool or a spa.
Yes,
overrated. Yep.
So overrated. Yeah, there's a lot of this doesn't go well.
So we've all done it.
I've tried.
Let me tell you what happened to me, real quick.
Right? Sorry, not to steal it from your.
TV. Sorry. I'll let you guys go. Go on.
Then we can get into editable. Put on the end.
That's how I got my first CCD.
It is the best. It is the best film where a good girl goes bad. Eh, like she just went full raw, full nasty.
Top 10 good girls go bad.
Number one.
Yeah,
asking
absolutely.
For problems. So you're saying that this pool scene where she's whipping about, right, with Kyle MacLachlan's Johnson, right?
Yep.
And that, you actually find that quite hot. Is that right? Is that
yeah. Shit, yeah.
I actually do,
Sam's
too.
No, a lot of people say this looks ridiculous.
I do love that she looks like one of those waving inflatable arm tube men people that you see outside.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Exactly. Nothing's hotter than that.
Believe me, I've tried it. I'm knocking it. This shit. I could not thrash around nearly fucking as fast enough as she could.
I still got there, though. I thought it was really great. So, I mean,
absolutely.
That's not much of a market across, though.
No.
The bar is exceptionally
Wayne's getting there with giving girls massages. It's knocking one against the back of the neck.
I had pizza last night. The wind changed direction. I got there.
Oh, hang on. There's a little bit of a poll here that I need to actually take, okay? Not a poll. Right?
He's got his poll out.
He wants to take a poll.
This is what I was told by various people before having tried porking someone underwater. I was told that the water acts against you in terms of lubrication. It's very... okay? As opposed to slam.
Experience?
I didn't find that at all, and I'm not sure why. Wow. So there you are. It's just interesting. Did you guys get that way?
Yeah, there's a bit of friction there.
Bit of friction.
It's not enjoyable friction as well.
Too much friction.
Yeah, very
thin. That's a friction too much.
Hey, there you go. All right.
Hey.
No one remotely under 30 will know that.
No.
That's going on
there. Right under 40, I reckon, probably. Samuel, 40 is coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm coming up 40. I almost understood it, yeah.
Almost.
Excellent work.
All right, now number four is a film which is...
about lesbitarians.
It is, so I imagine it was one of the many that you watched today at your end of the planet, and absolutely the hottest same girl-on-girl scene that I've ever seen. It's Jennifer Tilly's mob launderer's partner, Violet, seducing Gina Gershon's ex-con Corky in Bound.
And you guys know this one?
Yeah, great
this one.
Call. Great
classic,
call.
Classic plumber scene.
It was high on my list. Machu was like, I haven't seen this enough. I'm like, fuck off, you haven't.
Well, it's an easy solution, Machu. It's called YouTube.
Yeah. It's been on repeat for about 30 minutes today.
Definitely wasn't YouTube. It was another type of tube, but it wasn't YouTube.
So Violet is with a gangster money launderer played by Joey Pants, and she decides she wants out, and so she starts trying to recruit Corky to be part of this, and she seduces her, and it all starts, not really all starts, but it culminates kind of moving into the scene in question in Corky's car. And there's this awesome shot as Violet makes her move and sticks her hand on Corky's breast from down low, tracking up from their feet, and then the camera shot is... And with full credit to Bill Pope for the cinematography here, it's beneath the steering wheel in a place that can't possibly exist as they're making out. And then it's like, do you have like a bed somewhere? And the camera sort of pans up into darkness. And then it comes out of the floor in Corky's apartment and does this wonderful 360 tracking shot around the bed. These two beautiful women writhing naked together. You see their breasts, you see not everything, but you know, it's tastefully done.
There's a leg up.
There's a leg up, yeah, so blocking down the downstairs region, so to speak. Comes around onto Gina Gershon's face, where Jennifer Tilly's mouth, a finger is in her mouth as she climbs.
There you go.
And it is
this guy and fingers in the mouth.
You know what I'm saying?
If I get out of this podcast with the only thing about me being known as, that's pretty hot, I've done well.
Man, next time you get recognized down the street, people are going to be fucking shoving their fucking hands up.
You're not going to be allowed out into Asia without a mask on your face. COVID mask, and if you take it off, an alarm will beep.
Hey, you that poor guy?
Hey, yo, I got a story about this Bound thing, man. Let me tell you some awkward shit, all right? I'm watching this film, we were young kids when we saw this. I was still living at home.
96.
My mom walks in the room right at the scene where I believe Gina Gershon or the other girl is digitally remastering the other one, all right? Yep. And it's like, it's pretty fucking vigorous. It's vigorous. Yeah, it's vigorous. And she's like, and I'm like, fuck, I just didn't, like, I had to roll or just pretend that I'm going to go to the toilet.
And your mom said, you're no James Bond, you
exactly, know. Exactly, that's what my mom says.
You need to watch this. This is what girls like.
Exactly, James Bond would fuck that. So anyway, yes, Bound, nice work. Yeah. Paul.
Thank you. Over to you for number 3 out of New Zealand.
Yeah, my number 3, it was going to be my number 7, is Saving Private Ryan.
I feel like you missed that joke earlier on.
I have. I totally have. I was supposed to say it at 7.
He said it about 5 times earlier tonight.
I'm fucking practicing. God damn it.
He's going to get to 7. I'm saying it straight away. American Pie.
Normally I prematurely blow. I would have said it for night 9 or something. I managed to last this long. I'm very proud of myself. This is amazing. Anyone that's listened to a podcast know that I have a certain affinity for a certain actress. I think she's amazingly talented. I think she's amazingly good looking as well. I think she's just amazing all round. That actress is Natalie Portman. And as much as I hate Darren Aronofsky, he gave me something that I did not know I deserved or wanted or anything like that, right? The movie's Black Swan. And it's funny because when me and Paul were deciding on this list, Paul was like, oh yeah, top 10 films that, you know, you'd want to enjoy yourself to. And I was like, you can't enjoy yourself to Black Swan. There's too much fucked up shit in there. But at the same time, there's some amazing stuff. So we have an earlier scene where she basically auditions the finger puppets on herself, double clicks her own mouse quite a few times while lying in bed. Her mum's sitting there watching her, which makes things really fucking weird. But apparently there's a very popular porn search at the moment. So anywho, moving on from that, we get the scene between her and Mila Kunis. Two of the most gorgeous.
When Machu says "we," he's disgusted something someone else has said. Cross the line.
Yeah.
Wait, just weird. Mum watching, watching porn.
That's right. I don't fucking know. It's weird. It's a fucking weird scene. But then we get her and Mila Kunis, which is way more like two of the most hottest actresses on the planet enjoying each other. It's the best way to describe it. I feel like we've had enough sex jokes. It's amazing and it's awesome and it's I need to leave. I'm off. I'll see you later.
Well, that seems
the toilet to lock, Sam. There's no more toilet paper as well.
Listen, Paul went and got a beer in the space of 30 seconds. I reckon I can do something in less time than that.
Challenge extended. Yeah.
Don't go into my sock draw.
Quick draw. Nice work on that one. Mm.
Is that back to us then?
It is back to us.
For our number 3.
Yeah, which Paul is to talk about?
Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. It's not our number 1. Our number 3 is Basic Instinct.
Ooh.
Low-ish.
Yeah, all right.
I reckon there would have been a fight there to take it away from number 1.
Yeah, there was a bit of a fight.
But Wayne had it so fucking low on his list. So shout out to one of our listeners we'll get to in the pop 10 section who said, and Basic Instinct be number 7 on Wayne's list to piss Paul off. It was fucking lower. It was like 8 or 9.
Honorable mention.
Well, let's be specific here. What scene are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the scene where Nick Curran, they pick up in the nightclub. Back they go to Catherine Tramell's house, obviously played by the amazing Sharon Stone in the peak of her life, career, looks certainly.
Sure.
And of course, she's nothing bigger than Basic Instinct. And he knows he's investigating her for potentially the murder of a bloke that was tied to a bed and then stabbed through the face with a fucking ice pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he lets her tie him to the bed and then they go at it and she's writhing and going all, and you know, astoundingly hot, but her body, all the rest of that stuff. And then the music crescendos and it's only halfway through the film. We know he's not going to die. He doesn't.
That's right.
And it's a cop who can't resist the danger. And hot damn, that is a hot, hot scene for all of those reasons.
Quick question. Is there any finger in the mouth action?
Is there any brushing of the lips, maybe? Or just circling around the face?
You know, I think from this show, I just now thought of something. I thought, you know what? I think Paul's a sub. That's what I think.
How?
I just think that's what's going on. I don't know. I never thought about it till now, but
I'm
laughing
because if my wife listens to it, she's going to be like, I've never stuck my finger in Paul's mouth before.
Not while I'm awake.
He's always asking me if I'm hungry. He's trying to give me.
Is that why your nickname is Sock Puppet? Okay, sorry.
I'm amazed by this. I'm amazed by this way. It's just like, all those times I dominated Paul. Yeah. Maybe. Why
the fuck let me do it? I know he can take me.
Why had a different scene? We just bring it back onto track for
a moment. Okay. I actually thought, because there's another, it's not the cross-legged scene, all right? Because as Paul said, that's
the most famous scene in the film.
Yeah, no, it's the scene where she first undresses, where he's looking through the window and she goes down and her dress comes off and you're...
It's the window, not even when he comes into the house.
No, when she comes in. Yeah,
it's even more creepy.
Well, it's a little voyeurish, sure, but the movie was already motherfuckers getting stabbed and fucking, you know, so it's, you know. But I've actually heard from a young person recently that she saw this film and she's like, hey, she's got a full bush. And I went, sure, but that's cool, right? Because we're from the 90s, Paul. We okay with all that shit, right?
We reached the point of having sex in the 90s.
Yeah. And I'm still fine with it, everyone. But she was like, oh my God, how could... Is that what everyone looked like back then? I said, not everyone, but it was fine.
Don't tell them to watch the 70s porn.
Yeah. No, 70s porn is like fucking... fucking like, you know, hedge trimmers and shit.
But
sponsored by Manscaped. Not sponsored by Manscaped.
But that's what's hot now. It's like everything is trimmed. And when you see some bush, you're like, whoa. What is that? Hot.
Well, oh, that's a tasty morsel.
I know a guy who called that dental floss.
Been for a walk through the bush a few times.
So anyway, sorry. But there you go, people. Apparently bushes are out now. I wouldn't know. So, yeah.
All right, that's number three, Basic Instinct. Number two.
Number two, unsurprisingly, is Basic Instinct. And we, just to be different, we're going to go with the upskirt shot. And how amazing is it to sit there across from behind a one-way mirror, look, talking to an amazingly hot girl and just staring directly at her. I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't know where you're going
with this. She did right in front of them.
Where's Newman sitting?
Oh, that's right. Okay,
Newman's right in front of the window.
Yeah, I'm just imagining myself as Newman. I'm not smart enough to interview fucking some Basic Instinct killer.
You're way more sweaty than Newman, though.
I'm so sweaty now. Look at my forehead.
I think the thing that we talked about was like that scene is so hot that you don't even care that Newman's there. Like, let alone Michael Douglas, you're like, Newman's there, and you're like, I'm still aroused. This is still amazing. This is
that image, it just sticks with me for decades. I'm going to be like 70, and she's going to be like...
Well, when you paused on it as many times as you have.
Yeah.
How many times have you had to hire that out from the movies just to see that scene? Because every time you get there, it's like... And you can't...
To the
Worn Out
in 1990, late 1992, early 1993, worn out at about that particular moment.
Yes.
I have vague recollections of what that time... Stampies, but I'm not going to say it now. You
know, when... listeners, he's got it tattooed on his left arm.
Yeah.
Skip two.
What's the numbers on your forearm, Paul?
Yeah, Jason Bourne, what's going on?
It's my daughter's birthday. Or is it?
Oh, damn. Basic Instinct, yes. The movie of our porn childhood.
Yep.
Yes. All right, very nice. Where are we up to now?
We are up to number two.
I think, Wayne, you can take this one away.
Sure, everyone. Our number two is from the film Wild Things. Wild Things. You guys old enough to know this thing?
Things are getting a little boring around here, I think.
Low. Stolen Thunder. Yeah.
All right, now
that means our number one has not been stolen.
That's true. Now, there are several scenes in this film. The one we went with was The Three-Way. Okay, so when, ladies and gentlemen, it is between Matt Dillon, Neve Campbell, and Denise Richards. You guys were fans of Denise Richards back in the day.
Oh, fans with her today, and probably in 10 years, I'll still be a fan.
Off the chain, right? Like, it was like,
she's still on, like, Housewives of one of the shows.
Yeah, Beverly Hills, yeah. How do I know that? Exactly. Holy shit, delete that part, Paul. Delete it.
Yeah, so I think the thing that drew us in here is Matt Dillon's gentle guiding of, no, you two make up, and he just pushes their heads together.
Gentle.
Gently, you know? And then they seem to be quite agreeable to it, and that, I think, is the best thing about it.
Champagne, that scene? Is that the one?
That's, yes.
Champagne over the cheese.
Yes, you're right. There was champagne, there was titty shots, and I remember, I saw
all the Denise Richards, right? I don't think Neve Campbell got her.
She didn't get her titties actually out, because, you know, it's tough. It's a tough act to follow. But Dave Chappelle said that this is the best kind of three-way, that the two girls and a guy, because when that happens, as in this film, there's all kinds of cooperation, and they're very nice with each other, and they're very kind to each other. But if it's two guys and a girl, that girl looks like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's the devil's so one, the devil's three-way, which is...
That's right.
Well, if Dave Chappelle said it, it must be okay.
Well, I mean, he made it... He said it, I didn't say it.
Yeah, obviously I was in agreement on this one to be so high up on our list. It's there's another scene to pull as well, but maybe you guys don't have the same scene, so we'll throw to you.
What's your number two?
Reveal number one. What your number one is, and is it the same scene? Is it something else? Wild Things.
Actually, could you give us your 10 to 1?
Yeah, we'll give you 10 to 1. So we went with Car Sex on a Boat, Titanic, Extreme Hobbying, Ghost, Fun with Toys, Team America, Camgirl Voyeur, American Pie, Sex, Drugs, and Public Sex, Crank, No Entry to Heaven, Wolf of Wall Street, Electrocution and Water, Showgirls, Bash Yourself and Your Friend, Black Swan, Upskirt Shot, Basic Instinct. And yeah, I mean, we also went with the threesome, but we'll mix it up and just say, we had two ones down here, and we figured like whatever one you said would say the other one. So our annotation for this one, for our number one, is hate sex, but we love sex. And it's the Wild Things lesbian scene in the pool, because I mean, it's just it's perfection.
That was, wasn't it? And the cutaway to Kevin Bacon at the end, where he's like, that made the whole cinema laugh when I was in it. Like, that is pretty classic.
Yeah. Cutting away to Kevin Bacon to see a bit of pulled pork. Absolutely.
We looked up best sex scenes. Just Wild Things.
Wild Things a lot. Yeah.
And the pool. Wild Things in the pool.
That was that's another of our childhood kind of thing. And I'm glad that it came to you younger kids as well.
I don't think I've even seen Wild Things 2, but apparently there's three sequels to this movie.
Yeah, and you know, the Wild Things, it's one of the sequels, I read this. They try and top the three-way by making like a four-way, then a five-way, then fucking all of a sudden there's 10 cunts in a room. You know what I'm saying? Gang. Well, that's it.
Bukake like Wild Things and
Good
Lemon.
Good luck, mate.
It's just a poster up in town.
One man with two.
This Friday night, gangbang. Leave your clothes at home. Try and find a babysitter.
Wild Things 8, gangbang.
Gangbang. That studio was like, okay, listen, scriptwriters, I need you to somehow work an 11-way in here. All right? I don't care how you do it, but that's something that's going to happen.
Wild Things 10.
That's right, yeah. So that's it. Pull it
nine,
out.
Nine.
9 months later. So do you know who the father is? Fuck no.
All right. Well played, gentlemen. Our 10 through 2 then. And then Wayne's going to reveal our number 1. At number 10, Watchmen. 9, From Dusk Till Dawn, Selma Hayek's striptease scene without the striptease. 8, Original Sin, because apparently there's a lot of slamming asses. 7, The Handmaiden, and Fingers in Mouth. Much to Sam's happiness. Number 6, The Dreamers. I don't know why. Oh, yeah, because someone's talking through a microphone to just someone's...
Microphone, meat, like, flute, burger, yeah.
Yep, burger, that's the one. 5, Disclosure, a bit of a rough and tumble. 4, Bound, one of the greatest lesbian sex scenes ever. Basic Instinct, because the danger is the thrill. At number 3, number 2, Wild Things, the threesome. And number 1, Wayne, what have we got?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What?
Remember that show? Yeah, I know. Look, listen, let's sell this stuff.
I thought you didn't have any female listeners.
Apparently.
Oh,
shame.
Damn. Just because you don't get down with a heterosexual.
Yawn.
We were hoping for black sheep. We were right into that.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was Hootie and the Burnfish. We got to, like, now sell this, all right? We got to sell this, right?
This is New Zealand's desperate attempt to come back from Team America World fucking Marriott Sex.
The stripless striptease, come on.
Well, I mean, let us say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, this is the movie Brad Pitt cheated on his wife with someone on, okay? And it was Angelina Jolie. Yep. And of course she was, I like to point this out, she's exactly our age, Paul. Yeah, sure, we got a shot, right? No, we don't. Now, if...
Well, just check out her fingers.
Well, come near my mouth.
You're going to come. All right. So, and they are, the whole movie, they're obviously like in suspect of each other because they're both killers and they, you know, they were keeping it from each other. But then the mistrust then becomes this huge like, you know, Dunimon, exactly, and in their house, they're fucking trying to kill each other, shooting, doing shit, things are getting broken, all kinds of ass happens everywhere, and right when they're about to kill each other, they pork.
Yeah.
So,
Can't do it. And all this repressed sexuality comes out, and they're throwing each other around fucking walls.
Shit's getting broken.
Smashing shit off benchtops to lay each other across it and get busy.
That's right. Some people are getting hurt. No one's really too concerned as long as the dick still works. That kind of shit is all happening here. And frankly, I found it quite good. Yeah. I mean, we talked about the film, and we said that the film itself actually ends very abruptly, and that's the problem with the film. But this scene right here, I mean... not so much for you guys.
It's pretty age appropriate. It's like an hour and a half of marriage counseling and no sex to to once in 3 months sex. Yay!
What sex?
Ooh.
Hey, is everyone married here? Is it just
yes, I'm married. Sin? Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, you're being married. Okay, good. Good, good. Just wanted to know.
Wait, Wayne is flying the I will never marry, have never been married flag.
Well, I'm just very unattractive, Paul. So...
yeah, I'm not sure 28% of our listeners
are
married. Oh, God. So that's
our list. That's our list, man.
That's our list. Was there any really important honorable mentions that you wanted to get on there, gentlemen?
There's a few. You guys have brought them up. I'll just bash through two that I thought of. Eva Green, I agree, she's incredibly gorgeous. She gets the hell freshed out of her in the sequel to 300. It's an amazing scene of seeing Eva Green just get absolutely destroyed. I know they filmed it twice, and I know they filmed a tame one and they filmed a crazy one that she was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, but it's awesome. And the other one that I was thinking of, really? More lesbianism, was Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams in Disobedience, yes. Which is like pretty hot. But then they spit in each other's mouths.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah. It's really weird. Like, full hoik. And I think it was like a little plastic thing. I read an interview of it. No fingering in the mouth.
Ugh. Oh, yes, there is. Yeah, there's finger in the mouth.
Rachel McAdams fingers Rachel Weisz and then puts it in her mouth. Yeah. How is this not
that
admissible?
That's fine. The spitting, not so much.
Yeah, the spitting ruins it.
I don't know. It puts it on the edge. It's a bit edgy. I had
No, we're cutting you off. We're cutting you off right now. You are not.
I'm just reading out my porn search here. No. No, like Savages. Savages had a great Devil's Threesome in that one. Gia with Angelina Jolie. That's one of the classics. And,
yep.
Pam and Tommy Lee. I actually hide that from Video Easy, so that's a legit. That's one of the highest grossing videos.
Porn films. It doesn't count, bro. It doesn't count.
But it doesn't actually. The one you get from the video hasn't got like the actual full meat.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you don't, is it?
Yeah.
Well, Wayne'll be in his bunk.
Wow. Okay.
What do we got, Wayne, for any honorable mentions?
I actually thought Longshot had a scene where Charlize Theron is telling Seth Rogen to give me a choker and just like come on and grab my ass.
Just because.
That was kind of cool.
Gives everyone who's less attracted than Charlize Theron,
which is everyone,
therefore the entire male population.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I love Longshot, by the way. It's a great fucking film. I think it's awesome.
Correct.
Boys to Men cameos.
Nothing else?
I liked a few of the Paul mentioned. You got any?
Yeah, Cruel Intentions. Bit of Buffy kissing Selma Blair. That was pretty hot in that scene. And a bit of 9.5 weeks. Bit of ice over Kim Basinger when Mickey Rourke looked normal.
By the way, we mentioned before that neither of us are into eating food while sleeping.
Yeah, it stops at that point. Once the food comes out, I'm like, no.
Exactly.
Just fingers. Just the finger, right. Finger looking good. Finger looking good. Just like kernel.
There's eating a peach and then there's eating a peach.
All right, that's our list. What about yours? We wrap up every episode of The Countdown with your feedback on the top of your hand in a segment that we call The Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's Pop 10 with John Amento from the Pine Comics podcast. He said this, actually. Selma Hayek dancing for the heroes in From Dusk to Dawn. Heroes in inverted commas. Jennifer Aniston, dancing in her undies at 76-year-old in Where the Millers.
I agree. That was a great scene.
A bit rough, though, John. 76?
76? She's not 76.
She's not even close to
76. She's lovely.
And Phoebe Cates making masturbating in a bathroom while looking out a window cool in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What do you mean it's not cool? I do it all the time. All right, sorry.
Stephanie Coley, great cast of female feedback, said, personally, I think anything involving Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley in The Last Jedi should count, even though they never get naked.
Adam Driver, really?
I'm telling you, Jedi mind sex should count.
Hmm.
I'm waiting for Sam to fire up.
classic Demolition Man.
He's wearing like a black diaper. It doesn't really count. It's kind of fucking weird to be. Plus, my wife absolutely loves Adam Driver, and less I say about him, the better. Asshole.
Right, fair enough. Mike T said, Predator, arm wrestle, high five scene.
I got you. I'm there with that one.
We had an alternative list where that one was on it.
Yeah, very nice. And I'm going to go weird here. Ghostbusters, Sigourney Weaver, you know the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the gatekeeper? Because I am the key master.
The fucking leg and everything.
Fair enough, Mike T. You vote Wayne and you're weird.
I prefer the ghost blowjob from Ghostbusters, to be honest, with the ghost flowing rain.
Where it was going to go.
I can't believe they did that.
Smiley Somali said, Bound, Gina and Jennifer, enough said. The Handmaiden, this whole movie, but that bath scene, the one I was talking about.
Another finger bullshit.
And number one, Love, French 3D, three-way. Don't know that one.
Okay.
Mike My Ghosting said, Something from Striptease, Something from Showgirls, and number one, Wild Things Hotel. Yeah. There he is. Joe Doherty said, Who is going to choose a scene with Jessica Rabbit? Answer, no.
Get close with us.
That's a good call.
Those marionettes.
Yeah, I'll give credit for trying hard, then definitely Team American World Police. Yeah. Preferences change as I get older, but younger me preferred anything Sharon Stone did in Basic Instinct. Ali Larter's whipped cream bikini in Varsity Blue.
That's a big one, eh? That's a miss.
It's not bad.
And Sienna Miller does this dance in a club just before Daniel Craig meets her in Leia.
I was into that too. That shit's a good call.
Very nice. B Dizzle, Billy Dunham, good friend to Sam and our podcast, said number three, Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie. I burnt out so many video store tapes rewinding that scene over and over and over and over again. Kate Winslet in Titanic, the first boobs I ever saw. Incredible.
Really, the first boobs.
And number one, Wild Things, the obvious and only number one that better make both lists. I think that's a vote for New Zealand on that one. Jon Snow for the Contrarian said, one of you better be brave enough to bring up Keanu and the three vampires in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Man, a vampire bit his dick.
Look, that's what happened. What is that not? We don't kink shame here.
No, we don't. But dick biting? Come on, man.
That was the equivalent of Wayne going, I don't want to be racist, but...
Pretty much.
I am dickist, though. I mean,
okay, we're figuring mouths. Bloody dicks is fucking weird. Food involved.
Matt Evans said... Yeah, food involved.
You're literally going, teeth. Sorry. All right.
Matt Evans, Jackie Brown, number three, De Niro and Bridget Fonda, a few cones and a quickie. The misfortune of checking out Bridget Fonda today on another podcast... where she's at now.
She
had a back injury, fucked up her back, and clearly time caught up with her.
I loved Bridget Fonda.
And that's why I haven't seen her since 2001. Literally 20 years she hasn't made a movie.
Single wife. Oh yeah, cool. Wow.
Indecent Proposal, Woody flips more and alludes to eating all the asses before the cutaway.
Oh, I remember the scene because I looked it up.
I don't.
Well, he flips her on the floor and they're in their kitchen and they're having lovely marital sex and he just fucking goes to town on her ass. Just fucking like slam, 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 tongue. It's good.
Number one for Matt, Under the Skin, Scarlett Johansson. If I'm going to be taken by an alien, that's the way to go.
It's so weird. It's like,
it is weird.
It's so weird.
We almost said that.
No, we didn't. It was too weird. It was almost there. It was miles away from our list, Machu.
It was a three-way tussle between Ghost, Marriott, fucking Puppet Notebook. Sex, and that.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love, Notebook. Fuck, what were we pandering?
The Notebook... fun fact, directed by the bald head dude who kisses his sister in Face Off.
Yes.
I didn't know that. She told me recently. Yeah. Very weird.
Jamie Davies said, Titanic, draw me like one of your French girls. Mm-hmm. Number two, The Handmaiden, The Bath. Yeah. And number one, Black Swan. That's over to you guys. You know the scene if you've seen it. And the last two, John Islander said, this is who the person who said, by the way, Paul's going to flip when Wayne has Basic Instinct number seven. Mm. Close. Number three, Susan Sarandon and Catherine Deneuve
in
The Hunger. The Last Seduction on the Chain Link Fence at number two. And Body Heat, number one, you pick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It was good because William Hurt's smashing into the house because he wants to pound Kathleen Turner, who at the time was not a man.
Not early days Kathleen Turner then.
Yeah. And he said, my vote this week is up for sale. Goes to whichever team has the Rocky Horror Picture Show in their top 10 somewhere.
Well, what?
You have to go back to drawing board, John. I'm sorry. And then finally, from Joey DiCarlo from the awesome So Is It podcast, said number three, just one of the guys. Not exactly sexy, but the first boobs I saw in a movie, and I was like, ooh, I like that. Number two, Madonna bangs Willem Dafoe in Body's Evidence, the hottest version of Madonna, and she's naked and doing sex in a pre-internet world.
Whoa.
Blockbuster late fees and empty tissue boxes everywhere.
Wow.
And number one, Bound. Duh.
Okay.
And that's it. For the listener feedback, thank you so much everyone who got back to us. We really greatly appreciate it. Gentlemen, I'm not sure we've changed internet podcasting forever, but we've certainly given it a red hot try. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Also, sorry, everyone.
Yeah. How much do you feel like that is Wayne's normal?
I have a t-shirt that says that. Yeah.
To any discussion / performance around sexual.
We've just got to know each other everyone. So much better. Wayne likes fingers. Right. I mean, so Paul likes fingers. I like toes. Wayne likes talking to burgers, and Sam has an unhealthy obsession with watching lesbians.
There's no unhealthy amount of lesbians. Believe me.
Well, if we have a look at the list of about 100 movies that you picked out of in seconds.
It's a national pastime of the Isle of Lesbos, bro. It's fucking, it's normal.
Wonder Woman would agree.
Yes.
All right, how do the good folk find your show, gentlemen, and check out some movie reviews in 20 Qs?
Nah.
Call back!
If I had a better fucking soundboard page open, I would have responded.
I legitimately do not want people being able to find us. It's in hate mail after this.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you search out movie reviews in 20 Qs, the 20 is spelled with the numbers, so 20. Just find us everywhere. Twitter, everything. Search out movie reviews in 20 Qs, you find us, and yeah. Yeah, and before we end, massive thank you to these guys for letting us come back on. Paul, I know you're very trepidatious about having us on here, and if you'd seen half the shit that I'd seen coming from Machu's end, I was pretty trepidatious about having him on as well. So I'm glad we managed to make it through. I'm not going to say without offending people, because we probably have. I'm glad we've made it through.
It's okay. Yeah. It's why people come on the show.
I want to really thank you both for taking the time. It's
thank
late
so
on
much.
A Sunday night, your time. We're getting to be late on the Sunday night, your time. You've made that time. I really appreciate it. And yeah, thank you, Sam, for running, I guess, what's the word, interference on your list.
Like, yeah,
I don't trust you much, too. I just don't trust you much.
Yeah, well, that's probably fair.
And our patrons can hear what editing we did on our lists when they go over to the Patreon feed. In due course, after this episode, a doth drop. We haven't worked episode 377. We will let you know in due course. But Wayne, very quickly, how do the folks find us and give us some feedback on the show? Just not too much feedback on this episode, please.
Yes. Google the Countdown Podcast, find all our socials, or hit us on email on thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
Countdownpodcast.com. Wayne will eventually acknowledge it because he's been saying for about 4 months now, do some work on that, and has done fuck all.
It's coming.
So
it's coming.
He had three goes at making a website, didn't make it off the ground. I made a ugly ass website. Now Wayne say, I will fix it. Good Wayne, fix it.
I'm on it.
Sure, bro.
The next thing.
But otherwise, follow us on Podbean where we host and the Facebook community. Links in the show notes if you want to vote on the list this week, because we will have to crown a winner. Australia versus New Zealand. New Zealand won last time. Sam was on Top 10 New Zealand Films. Sam won. I didn't acknowledge it in a recent episode. I'm sorry, Sam. Here is your formal apology. Well played, sir. And will New Zealand triumph again? It's not rugby. It shouldn't happen. Let's make sure it doesn't.
Oh, it's not going to happen. Team America has fucking killed it for everyone.
No, everyone be kind to Team America. If you've not seen it, just watch it. That's a great scene. It's better than the burger scene. That's all I'm going to say.
It's better than having an affected tooth fingered by someone, man.
Thank you so much for joining us today, largely gentlemen and the occasional lady. We really, truly do appreciate it. We will catch you next time. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
My name is Sam.
My name is Machu.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Doesn't seem much more appropriate than that. We will catch you next time. Yeah.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.